Good morning. Today is the 25th of August, Thursday, and Mark is ready to read from the 19th chapter of Acts. And this is further explanation of the actions of the apostles in the New Testament church and how the church grew during that time period.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus to find his certain disciples. He said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." He said unto them, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." And said Paul, "John verily baptized the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, is on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake in tongues and prophesied. All the men were about 12. He went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. When divers were hardened and believed not, but spake even well that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, all they which were in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus. Both Jews and Greeks, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. Diseases departed from them, evil spirits went out of them. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists took upon them to call over them unto the evil spirits. The name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." There were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief the priest which did so. The evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" And the band whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overcame them, and prevailed against them, so they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many that believed came, confessed, and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul proposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent to Macedonia 2 of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. In the same time there arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, "Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, does Paul have persuaded and turned away much people, saying that there be no gods which are made with hands, so that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, or magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth." When they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." whole city was filled with confusion and having cotton, Gaius, Astartes, men of Macedonia. Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord in the theater. When Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. Certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not avenge himself into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused. The more part knew not whether wherefore they were come together. They drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him to the sword. And Alexander beckoned with the hand and would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." When the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "You men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana, the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. Ye have brought hither these men, which are neither robbers of churches, nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius, the craftsmen which are with him, have a matter against any man, the law is open, and their nephews lift it and plead one another. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it should be determined in a lawful assembly. For you are in danger to be called and questioned for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. We had spoken, he dismissed the assembly."
Thank you, Mark.